25 minutes to 9. New research suggests that thousands of women treated for breast cancer end up having treatment for tumours that would never have harmed them. We've been asking you this morning, has breast cancer screening saved your life? 08453 009956. Dorothy in Willenhall has been in touch. She says, I was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 1996. Since then, I've gone for a recall every year. This year, I was told I had breast cancer for a second time, but it was so small, I would never have felt it. Screening is the best thing, and women should take advantage of it. Dorothy, thanks very much for getting in touch this morning. Sue is in Perry Bar. Sue, good morning.
Morning, Pete.
This, the message I just read out from Dorothy, this is something that's very familiar to you, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Tell us what's going on.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 weeks ago. Before that, I've had it before, but that time I did find it myself. This time it was found in a routine mammogram.
Right.
That I have every year.
So, going back to the first time, how was the treatment and how did you cope with it?
The treatment was very hard. It was chemotherapy and then an operation and then radiotherapy. It was very, very grueling. I had an anaphylactic shock to one of the treatments. So, yes, it was very, very hard.
Yeah. And what about the family? Who's at home with you, Sue?
My mum.
So how was she coping with this?
I don't know, to be truthful. She's had breast cancer herself as well. But she was in her 50s when she was diagnosed.
And is it good to have someone to talk to who's been through it, or...?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. Well, I'm having a mastectomy this time, and my mum's had a mastectomy, you know, when she was first diagnosed.
And was that always going to be... Because I know that, particularly if it's something that's been in previous generations, there's always the likelihood that it could return, particularly if you've been diagnosed with it before. Was it something that was in your mind, Sue, that it may well return?
No. I went for the routine mammogram not expecting to hear anything because I felt so fine.
Yeah. So what did the doctor say?
First of all, they said that they'd found something. They don't think it's anything suspicious. And then a week later, they said, I'm ever so sorry, but it is. You know, it is cancer again. But I didn't think it was at first.
Yeah. And so where do we go from here? Did you automatically say, OK, let's have a mastectomy, or was that something you discussed with your doctor? How did you come to that decision?
The doctor said that it was the only thing that they could do for me, was give me a mastectomy, because it would just keep on coming back time and time again if I don't have the breast off.
So I'm guessing in an ideal world, Sue, you'd, if the option was treatment similar to the time you were first diagnosed or a mastectomy, which way would you be going?
I would rather have the treatment, to be truthful, because it's the whole idea of losing part of your femininity.
Yeah. Sue, we've got somebody else on the line as well. Tracy, who's in Aldridge, has given us a call as well. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your point regarding breast cancer screening?
It's a definite... it wasn't an option for me because I was 46. I found a lump, went to the GP, went to the hospital where they do a mammogram and ultrasound. And give you a diagnosis. Fortunately for me, I was a grade 3. It was fast growing, so I had to have a mastectomy. There was no choice.
Okay.
And I've got a family of 4 children from 16 to the youngest to be 10. So really left me no choice. I needed to be here.
So, and you just heard Sue in Perry Bar saying that she's going to have a mastectomy. What can you say to her? She's on the line now.
So, yes, I can understand about the